Inside WVU.
One of West Virginia University's key research focus areas is alternative fuels research. Through the Alternative Fuels Training Consortium, headquartered at the university's National Research Center for Coal and Energy, experts are spearheading educational outreach initiatives that will accelerate the development of U.S. manufacturing capacity for electric vehicles, batteries, and electric drive components. Director Al Ebron says they're preparing workers for the future of transportation.
I personally believe that in the future we will be driving some kind of electric drive vehicle. It may be powered by gasoline, diesel, or it may be powered by a fuel cell, for example. But it will be most likely some type of electric drive technology. A lot of the other alt fuels are also bridge technology to get us to where we want to be in the future, and we don't know where that is right now, but it could be hydrogen fuel cell cars, or it could be another type of technology. So it's going to take all of these technologies, all of these alternative fuels, to start offsetting all of the fuel that we use now, gasoline and diesel in particular, to reduce our dependence on foreign oil.
Funds from the U.S. Department of Energy are supporting the project, which includes other industry partners. I'm Sean Falkenstein, and this is West Virginia University.